Lagos, 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 I'll do it in Lagos, 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 I'll do it in Lagos, Lagos. Everybody wanna be famous the way they stacking up chips like it's Lagos. Hey guys, welcome to Terry Preaches, and I'm so glad to have you guys here today. And we are still speaking about ending police brutality because NSAS is still ongoing. They've not heard us and we need them to hear us. We are not tired. We will not be tired. Are we tired, guys?
No.
And I've got three special guests here with me today, but I'm going to introduce them in batches. So there's batch A and there's batch B. Okay. And I've got...
Mud Boy.
And I'm Moraxi, and together we're the two Lagos boys.
And I've got my last special guest. That's my batch B. Okay.
Hi guys, I'm Brian. Brian Kalu, I guess.
Nice.
Special guest on Timmy's show.
He's being humble though. He's a lawyer.
I'm so glad to have you guys here today. Thank you guys for coming.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about ending police brutality because obviously they've not heard us and we need them to attend to us quick because they better. You saw what Anonymous said. They gave them 72 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is expiring, you know. Tomorrow, like, you better answer us today.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we're going to talk about how, based on police reform, how do we think police should be reformed? And do we think the government will really, like, reach our level of satisfaction with this reform? And do you think it's necessary for these policemen to have guns? Can they just have batons or tasers?
With that, like...
But we're going to start with, how do you think to reform the police?
Are you asking how would we propose they do it?
Yeah, how, like, would you propose?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So...
Go first, Brian.
Okay, I believe the general problem is mostly just with the welfare of the police as a whole. And the only way to do that is to go back to the roots, the government itself. I saw some videos and like some videos where people were talking about these police barracks, and not just the police barracks, the police training camps, where they train people to become policemen in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And apparently the living standards there are ridiculous. Right? I think things like that contribute to the general outcome of an individual. Like, I mean, when you go through things like that, you come out, you're serving your country, you're still not getting paid enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really, like, it's not really, I can't really blame them for it. Do you understand? I can't blame them.
I blame them.
But you blame them as individuals, but I look at the bigger picture. I believe Nigeria as a whole contributed to that. So if I'm saying how they should reform the police, I believe they should go back. I mean, fund the police. That's the first thing you need to do. You have to fund them.
Police is, do you know, exactly funded? Just go.
Yeah, Fowles released that video where he explained how the government planned to fund the police. But I don't think that is
They don't
working
get money
now.
Yeah. As I was,
because
teachers don't get paid properly and you don't see them saying.
Yeah.
So there should be no excuse because of police. It doesn't make sense.
No, but their jobs are more.
They have options.
They are risk. At all times.
Nobody told them to be policing.
So,
Yeah, I can say that. At the end of the day, you can be a bricklayer. You know, play with bricks. You know.
Yeah, but when you come in to serve your country, you want your country.
Nobody told you to serve your country.
You
want to be killing your people.
Definitely understand that.
You
have to be taking care of our troops.
Yeah, they should be taking care of.
They should be taking care of, but because they're not taking care, does not mean that they should now threaten us. See, their government
just
should go and fight their people.
It's exactly, that's what I'm trying to say.
They should take it to the right people. Us, we can't do anything about it. Why are they killing us? We live in government. They don't care about us. Go and kill them. Do you come and say?
Okay, but why were this here? Why don't you consider like all the developed countries and how they treat their military forces or armed forces?
Yeah.
Look at a country like the US or Russia. They don't play with anybody who is in uniform.
Mm-hmm.
They take care of their troops. And that is why they have good security systems.
People
do it for passion. They do it because you love your country.
Yeah.
So
if we're talking about reforming the system, you have to go back to the government.
Yes.
Definitely. And that's what I'm saying. That's part of our fight for five. It's increasing of police salaries.
Yeah, we're fighting for them as well.
Exactly. That's part of the fight for five. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's a situation where
killing us does not work. Go and meet the government themselves.
No, you cannot. Know? There's no explanation for the extrajudicial killings. Do you understand? I'm just
trying to... So, even the transgression of anger, it doesn't still make sense. The anger is over there. You have access. You go and fight your DPO. Let the DPO fight the IG. Let the IG fight. You know what I'm trying to say? Don't do strike.
It's easier said than done in the corrupt country like this.
So why is it easier to now kill?
Because some of them are just sensitized. Yeah, they're so numb to like you are just thinking like this because you are in that psychological mind.
Also because they know that there's little or no repercussion.
Yeah, nothing's gonna happen to them.
And that's also what they said. Part of that 505 psychological evaluation of disbanding officers before redeployment.
Yeah.
Because you know, a lot of them need proper.
I do think they should ban the AK-47s.
They should ban the guns, yeah.
Definitely.
You don't need. Exactly. Why do you
just don't even that troublesome.
I believe they should have a squad who. People who respond to calls.
Yeah.
Who will be armed for that purpose. Yeah. Like, yeah. Not random policemen on the streets walking around with.
Listen, we should even change that uniform.
Because checking phones and all these things doesn't make sense.
Disarm them. First of all, disarm them. Take the guns.
No, of course. They need training. And they need to be tested. Drug tests. Did you see that video of that police that was rolling?
Yeah,
doesn't make
with
sense.
With his uniform on.
That's
his rifle.
He didn't even say.
He was using the
like,
rifle.
You know, that's how lawless. He didn't even care. They need drug tests. A lot of them work on high.
The niggas are on worse drugs.
Yes. Tramadol.
Yes.
I bet some of them even inhale sheets.
They're on everything, bro. Like, because they get to... Like go scot free, man. Nobody is checking them because they're the law.
Yeah. It's
just
rubbish.
Imagine, and they now have guns too.
Exactly. You guys, so they just shooting. Did you see the guy that they shot a lorry driver because he didn't want to give me 100 naira? Somebody's life shot him in the head.
Can you imagine?
A police guy checkpoint shot the guy in the head. What rubbish?
100 naira.
100 naira. Somebody's life has gone. Just like you would see the blood pouring. It was Jesus is Lord, and we will not be tired because this is alarming.
I mean,
the government are just
tired,
did you see that picture of Osinbajo when he had those tweets pictures? There were no Nigerian tweets, they were all just international tweets. They move on international disgrace and we'll keep disgracing them.
Honestly, that seems like the only way to get them to action. So I'm gonna write that.
I thank you for social media now. You know, you can easily put everything and the world can see. Those days when they didn't have phones with cameras and everything.
Yeah.
Now everyone has cameras, so they can't even hide it.
But
apparently they wanted to shut down the internet. Did you hear?
Yes, I heard.
But my phone has been tweaking.
Mohammed was trying to propose a bill, I think some internet, something about freedom on the internet or something.
Yeah, like that. I heard about that too, yes. I heard about it. But don't you think they are stifling the media in general, like all these channels, television, you know how people call them out that they were not...
I beg. If everybody, why can't they?
Because they're not showing.
It's
they were sanctioned.
Did you know what they did to AIT back in the day? Like even
the radio stations are not allowed to talk about.
They seized their fucking license. So it's just crazy. That's how much
it's crazy
like oppression.
All we are just fighting for is our rights, and they still don't want to give it to us.
Right.
I don't understand.
Right.
Like, what does it say?
It's not just any rights.
It's
right
just
to
right
yeah,
to
just,
life.
Yeah, right to live.
Like,
to live.
Like
things
yeah,
are already
please.
Hard enough.
Stop,
it's
the most
essential.
What do
you
get?
It's the most essential of any rights.
So
you can't exercise any other rights without your rights.
Like, why is it so difficult to just... Do you get performance? Yeah. I'm worried the way he fought and you think he was ready to
change
Nigeria.
Things, I swear, I was one of those guys.
He had the audacity to go for two.
Yeah, I thought that this guy... has nothing to steal anymore. It was the first minister of petroleum. He ruled us. He was head of state. Like, this guy's going to come and just say, oh, my legacy. When I die, people are going to remember me for something good.
Like, his legacy was already trash.
Yeah, so I was expecting to come and redeem himself.
Do you understand? No, that kind of thing is true. You think he wants to, you know, repent. Please, you guys. After saying change, you know they said we should stone them if they don't, this thing, perform in 2015. All we're doing is a peaceful protest. They sent thugs to us. Policemen, did you see that? The policemen were just standing when they were seeing those thugs.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Standard now. Like,
just
I bet they already knew they were even coming.
Yeah.
So, they finally arrived. Yeah. Okay, that's what they will do now. Shout out to the youth, man.
Shout out to everybody that goes out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to everybody that's on their phone.
I even went on Monday.
Everybody that's
I'm protesting offline.
Yeah.
I got my sunburned. But yes.
Okay, shout out to Tammy.
No, please don't shout out to me. There's no one person. Please.
Shout out to FKR. Yeah, shout out to FKR. Shout out to the Feminist Party.
That's Mo.
Yeah, Mo.
Tola. You know, Pamela.
It's not easy. It's not easy, man.
Yeah, not but easy. Fouls, you know, everyone that is, every single person everybody that is putting really, in.
There's no leader.
There's no leader. We have no head.
That's the beautiful thing about it.
5 for 5, release of arrested protesters. 2, justice and compensation for families of victims. 3, independent body to oversee prosecution of officers. 4, psychological evaluation of disbanding officers before redeployment. 5, increase of police salaries. Those are the 5 for 5. Although we heard that they want to increase it to 7 to make it more detailed.
7. Oh, yeah. They're trying to add some more points to the...
So let's dissect it now. The first one is releasing the protesters. Like, that's a no-brainer. Like, you have no... Why are you detaining them?
Right. No, but I think they've been making an effort to release everybody there. Picked up during these peaceful protests.
Yeah, but like, why you still like shooting them, arresting them? Except they did something wrong.
I thought someone who came out and said that they've been released. Everybody's been released. Nobody spent more than 4 hours. I saw a video where he came out and it was a press release. So let's hope these niggas be lying. So let's hope that's what's happening.
2, justice and compensation for families of victims. I don't know why this is so hard for them. It's common sense. Can you imagine 100 million for a palace, but 1 million for a family that life is lost?
Just basically,
the federal government is trying
to update their presidential fleet of planes, and they're investing 12 billion. They have enough money.
1.6
They have enough money to compensate people's families. I think so.
Set them up for give their families scholarships.
I think so. I'm not talking about 1M or 2M. 50M
best. You can't have.
There's no value on life. So that's no.
Like you fuck them up. Who knows who that boy would have seen.
Anyway, 3, independent body to oversee prosecution of officers, because all of they like the audio. We must see it. Mm-hmm. They must show us video.
There must be at least 6.
Yes, now
in the panel.
Let us show all of us. Let us all see it. Can you imagine? Like they're always talking about adversity. I said no. Show us. Let's see person parading. You know, nonsense. 4, psychological evaluation of disbanding officers before redeployment.
Wait, please, I need to ask a question about this question. How is a psychologist going to operate? Like, I want to know the kind of mind frame the psychologist will be in another person, I'm diagnosing another person.
I can't even imagine.
In this Nigeria.
I'm just saying,
imagine those people's mind frame first.
Yeah.
Then, you know, all these thousands of people you have
having a productive psychological...
It's possible. That's
just life.
It's part of the construction of Nigeria we're talking about. It's very possible. A lot of professionals, they will hire therapists. It's like, it's not that
they have all these clients coming in. Is it just once and you're just okay?
No, it's training. It's a training thing. It's all about brainwashing you to tell you what's right.
I don't believe this shit.
It's possible. It's training. What do you mean?
The only way that would work is if we start hiring people from like an educated sector.
That's what the plan is
now. Not just from the streets, like hiring
nobody does it.
Guys are good.
Guys, you know, security. Nigeria is just...
Oh, for the logo,
Yeah.
For the ugly-ass logo. That Nigerian Airways logo.
1.6 billion. What the fuck?
Can you imagine?
What rubbish. Anyway.
No, but you guys have to consider the fact that they lied to us.
When you
look at those numbers, it's just cap. Yeah. And they don't care how they give it to us. They just sell it to us and we take it. But now we've had enough.
Facts.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
5, increase of police salaries. To be honest, increase of
Everybody's salary should be increased. Because if you're talking about increasing the policeman's salary and you're not talking about increasing the civil servant's salary, that is in the system, 30,000 naira for minimum wage. That's shit. That's nonsense.
Minimum wage.
It should be increased. Sure. Yes. Sure. So that they can have a better standard of living. So everybody can work hand in hand to make sure that we have a better Nigeria. Which one is not Nigeria?
This just all still boils down to bad governance.
I'm telling you.
At the end of the day, man. At the end of the day.
Because as we're saying these things,
did you see when we were talking about Mali, their conference in Mali?
As we're saying these things, now it's unfortunate that they can't like take effect immediately because of the ripple effect you have and everything.
Yeah.
But it's just, if we had better leaders, at least you see some steps being taken.
Yes, for sure.
We are moving in zero direction, like we're moving in no direction, and that's just, it's sad.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Anyways, guys, thank you so much for coming. I'm so glad we had this talk. It was very enlightening. And, you know, thank you. Again, I hope I get my voice back when they get
to the next call. I hope so, too.
I hope my voice comes fully and I'll be happy.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
It was our pleasure.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
I'm always here to shit on government.
All day, every day.
All right. Bye. Make sure you listen to my next episode on Monday. Mondays and Saturdays, guys. Don't forget. And they've also got two black boys.
Two black boys.
Two Lagos boys.
Two light skin boys.
Lagos, 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 I will do it in Lagos, 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 I will do it in Lagos, Lagos, everybody wanna be famous the way they stacking up chips like it's Lagos, Lagos.